RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opens 10th National Scout Jamboree. Bali still becomes the main destination object for Indian tourists in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended and officially opened the 55th National Scout Day and the 10th National Scout Jamboree held in Cibubur, East Jakarta on Sunday. President Joko Widodo was present at the venue at around 8 p.m., accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo and a number of ministers, including Coordinating Minister of Culture and Human Development and Puan Maharani, and Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi. Chairman of the National Scout Adiaksa said the event was attended by around 25,000 scouts from 34 provinces. Adiaksa said on Sunday that the scouts come from all across the country for the sake of friendship, brotherhood, and to exchange experiences in the frame of unity in diversity. The scouts are ready to assume leadership role for the future of this nation. Adiaksa added that in its history, the scout movement played a role in the nation's journey. He added that scout movement is instrumental building the characters of Indonesian young people. Adiaksa added that the Jamboree is the right moment to reinforce the revitalization of the scout movement, and one of them is with the rebranding of the movement that is done to make the scout the main choice of the young generation. Bali still becomes the favorite destination object for foreign tourists who visit Indonesia, especially from India. It was stated by Indian Ambassador His Excellency Nengca Lovum Mukhopadhyay in an interview with Voice of Indonesia at Indian Embassy in Jakarta Friday, August 12, 2016. According to him, the visit of Indian tourists to Indonesia has sharply increased. However, Bali still dominates as the most interesting place to be visited. Therefore, they will give special attention to the tourists who visit Bali through Indian Consulate General in Bali.
I was seeing some message from our Consulate General in Bali the other day that tourist arrivals in Bali from India are growing exponentially. And that's Bali, but there are also people coming to other parts of Indonesia, including Jakarta. But Bali is somehow, I think, very well documented because it's very concentrated or focused on tourism. So, yeah, there is, people like to come to Indonesia.
Indian Ambassador Nengca Lovum Mukhopadhyay added that the visiting may still increase, regarding that the tourism is one of the sectors which keep developing between the two countries. Besides, one thing that affected the tourism visit is relationship, which is getting better between Indonesia and India in various sectors. Indonesian food's export value to Malaysia, such as sugar, coffee, and cocoa, has increased in the last 5 years. Trade Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, Fajarani Puntodewi, told RRI on Saturday, August 13th, that the value of coffee export product in the last 5 years has an increase of up to 5%. In addition to food product, she said that the dependency of Malaysia to Indonesia in some products, such as cosmetics, still quite high.
Impor Malaysia dari Indonesia untuk makanan
Malaysia's import from Indonesia for food and beverages are included in the top 5. It means that Indonesia is in 5 major suppliers for food products and drinks, likewise for cosmetics. Although the competition is very tight, we are still in the top 5 and supplier of cosmetics products as well. It means that the dependency of Malaysia to Indonesia in some products is still high. Even though relatively high, Fajrini admitted that the Indonesia's export value to Malaysia can be more increased if Indonesia sends premium quality foods instead of raw materials.
Kita pemasok terbesar untuk kopi.
We are the largest supplier of coffee, tea, and cocoa. Means that 80% of tea is actually imported from Indonesia. It is not the premium tea, but in the form of dust tea. Usually, dust tea is used to make teh tarik or pulp tea, while they imported the premium tea from Sri Lanka, which has more expensive price. Perhaps in the future, if we improve our export for premium tea, the figure will increase. In the future, in addition to increase the value of food export, they will increase export of automotive products. Considering Malaysia is one of the biggest producers of motor vehicles. Malaysia through government team in Sarawak will inaugurate 5 Community Learning Centers CLC in Sarawak on Sunday, 15 August until 16 August 2016. Indonesian Consul General in Kuching, Jahar Gultom, to RRI explained that through the inauguration, CLC will get the official license from Malaysian government. Through the license, the Community Learning Center will also receive assistance from Indonesian government periodically, such as procurement of permanent teacher.
Nah, lima ini nanti akan kita resmikan.
We will inaugurate the center on August 15 and 16, 2016, after we get the official license from the local government, then Indonesian government will provide teachers and hire them as well. So, it will improve the quality of the CLC and also to increase knowledge of our students there. The Community Learning Center, CLC, is aimed to learn children of kindergarten and elementary ages who were born at the oil palm plantation in Sarawak. The volunteers, who commonly from the workers established the CLC as a manifestation of their concern on the education for Indonesian workers' children, who are currently more than 3,000 people. Central Bank Governor Agus Martowardoyo said that the maritime sector would be a new source of the country's economic growth in the coming several years, when the economic contribution of commodities is reduced on global economic fluctuation. However, he remarked that the maritime sector could fully contribute only when development in all maritime sectors is in step with institutional reform and development of human resources. He also sees the irony that the maritime sector has very little economic contribution in Indonesia, only around 4% to the country's gross domestic product, or GDP, which has a vast sea territory and is known as the world's largest archipelago. According to him, the government needs to adopt an integrative policy to create activities in the upstream and downstream sectors supporting each other, and the importance of integration in development strategy in logistic infrastructure and development area. The last item. Three Indonesian baristas who have the World Achievement and Legend Indonesian Coffee Festival, which was held at JW Marriott Hotel Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on August 12 to 13, 2016. One of the baristas, Adi Teru Pacheka, who is also the first key grader instructor in Southeast Asia, said that through this event, the visitors can find out the uniqueness of Indonesian coffee. Adi Teru Pacheka, who has ever been a jury at Indonesia Barista Competition, believes that Indonesian coffee can be accepted by people in Asia and the world because it can accommodate the taste of all coffee lovers.
Di ajang ini mereka bisa bertemu dengan mereka yang
in this event they can meet people who are close enough with their products so they can tell each other. At least we can show that Indonesian coffee is not only from Sumatra, Java, but we also have coffee from other remote areas in Indonesia with their own characteristics. We have coffee from Gayo, which has spicy characteristics. It is one of the Indonesian coffee benchmarks. We also have coffee from West Java. Its characteristic is very juicy and become the country's mainstay, especially it just won the coffee auction in Asia. Not only at the Taru Prajaka, the festival also introducing Hageng Pribadi and Joe Swatani, the two talented baristas who have participated in the world-level competition. Indonesian Coffee Festival was visited by 500 visitors during the festival. In the opening ceremony, it was attended by ambassadors from neighboring countries such as from Bolivia, Azerbaijan, Guinea Republic, Laos and Argentina, and other foreign diplomats. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opens 10th National Scout Jamboree. Bali still becomes the main destination object for Indian tourists in Indonesia. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Yogyakarta. Icon of educational tourism in the city of Yogyakarta, Taman Pintar, or Smart Park, participated in the Jateng Fair 2016. Head of Business Office of Taman Pintar, Yunianto Dwi Sutono in Yogyakarta on Thursday said the Smart Park featured a number of interactive rides until August the 13th, although Jateng Fair will run until the September the 4th. Some rides are shown in the Jateng Fair are, among others, props like Kinect Hub without strings, Van de Graaff generator, Magic Steps, magnet race, Wim Hof machines, as well as a corner to take pictures. According to Yunianto, the enthusiasm of visitors to see and try out the various props that are in Taman Pintar or Smart Park is very good. The favorite of visitor was Magic Step, which is tangible virtual fish pond on the floor. Also, Van de Graaff generator that generates static electricity that can make the hair stand up. He hoped that the presence of Smart Park featuring a variety of science and technology teaching devices are able to encourage people to become more interested in science and technology. Previously, Taman Pintar also participated in similar activities held in some areas like Great Expo 2015 in Surabaya, East Java Fair in 2014 and the Jakarta Fair for three consecutive years from 2011 until 2013. Still from Yogyakarta, Yogyakarta Police last Thursday officially launched the Polisi Kita Android application. The application was launched by the Deputy Chief of Police of Yogyakarta Special Region, Police Commissioner Hashim Abdul Ghani. Head of Information Technology of the Police in Yogyakarta, Samsul Arif, said Polisi Kita application is already available in the Play Store. Yet to use it, people must first register. According to him, Polisi Kita application is similar to an application Lapor in Jakarta. However, Polisi Kita application report specific events that are related to the scope of the national police. He said that when people have already registered, they will see a number of locations ranging from territorial units of the sector up to the resort in Yogyakarta on the map. Hashim Abdul Ghani appealed to the public to immediately access the application. Hopefully, the application makes it easy for the police to monitor the security and public order and quick to respond. The last news comes from Bogor, West Java. Minister of Research and Technology and Higher Education, Professor Muhammad Nasir, opened the 29th 8th National Student Science Week held at the Agriculture Institute in Bogor, West Java from August the 8th until 11. According to him, this year, the number of participants increased, which was usually followed by 100 colleges. Now, there were 145 colleges. Nasir said the National Student Science Week aims to seek superior seat of the children of Indonesia. He hoped that this event will make more and more research and innovation be commercialized. It was very instrumental in improving the nation's competitiveness. The Ministry of Research and Technology and Higher Education will provide assistance to the research team that has the potential to be commercialized. The event was a scientific forum and communication product, as well as the creation of a relationship between the student and the facilities in Indonesia. That was news from Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as regarded in history. Let's start from 1947. Pakistan, through the Pakistan Movement, gains independence from the British Empire and joins the Commonwealth of Nations. The Pakistan Movement was a political movement in the 1940s that aimed for and succeeded in the creation of Pakistan from the Muslim majority areas of British India. The movement progressed within India alongside the Indian independence movement, but the Pakistan Movement sought to establish a new nation state that protected the religious identity and political interests of Muslims in South Asia. Next is from 1961. Gerakan Pramuka is launched. Gerakan Pramuka is the National Scouting Organization of Indonesia. Scouting was founded in the Dutch East Indies in 1912, and Indonesia became a member of the World Organization of the Scout Movement in 1953. It has over 11 million members as of 2011, making it the world's largest scout association. Each year, on August the 14th, it is celebrated as Pramuka Day to honor the organization's first public parade. The name Pramuka was derived from the acronym of Praja Muda Karana, Sanskrit meaning young people willing to work. With the 1961 decision to establish a single scout movement organization in Indonesia, Gerakan Pramuka was officially declared. In May 1961, the then President of Indonesia, Sukarno, signed a presidential regulation making Gerakan Pramuka the official scout and guide organization in Indonesia. As such, the emblem was changed into its current one. After Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX, other Indonesian recipients of the Bronze Wolf, the only distinction of the World Organization of the Scout Movement, was awarded by the World Scout Committee for Exceptional Services to World of Scouting, include Abdul Aziz Saleh in 1978, John Bengkiat Lim in 1982, and retired Lieutenant General Masyudi in 1985. Last, 1945, Japan accepts the Allied terms of surrender in World War II, and the Emperor records the Imperial Rescript on surrender on August the 15th in Japan Standard Time. The Japanese instrument of surrender was the written agreement that formalized the surrender of the Empire of Japan, marking the end of World War II. The date is sometimes known as Victory over Japan Day. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Hello there, this is RRI Voice of Indonesia with highlights of this week. This edition will be on BPJS to boost new participants. About 90 million citizens of Indonesia had not participated in the National Health Security Program. While in fact, with new participants mainly from former workers, the cost of health that has to be paid by the Social Security Agency of Health could be reduced. The National Social Security Council member Tubagus Rahmat Sentika in Jakarta on Thursday, August the 11th, said the new participants are expected to narrow the Social Security Agency budget deficit, which has been built out by the state. In 2014, the deficit reached 3.3 trillion rupiahs. In 2015, deficit raised to 5.6 trillion rupiahs, and it is predicted to increase to 6.8 trillion rupiahs this year. The agency is required to increase membership of the National Health Insurance Program. Tubagus Sentika Rahmat said it should be more creative and innovative to attract individuals and businesses to become participants of the program. The majority of them are former workers. According to Rahmat Tubagus Sentika, it needs to be more creative to get them. Until the end of 2015, participants of the National Health Insurance Program reached 156.7 million. That number increased to 166.9 million in the first half of 2016. From the addition of 10 million people, about 6 million are recipients of government assistance, while the remaining 4 million are new participants beyond the government assistance. Thus, on average, the addition of new participants outside reception assistance per month during the first 6 months of 2016 are about 500,000 citizens. If the average addition of new participants does not improve, in 2019, the target of all residents become the program participants will be achieved. With the remaining 3 years, according to Tubagus Rahmat Sentika, in addition to new participants are not more than 20 million people. In fact, there are 90 million people who have not participated. Meanwhile, according to the acting chairman of the National Social Security Council, Andik Dulung Zainal Abidin, in addition to increasing the participation of former workers segment, National Health Insurance Program is also expected to be more active to approach local governments because there are two provinces, namely Bali and South Sumatra, and 172 counties or cities that have not integrated into regional health insurance with national health insurance. Additionally, attempts to discipline the participants, especially independent participants, need to be intensified. Well, that was highlight of this week.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended and officially opened the 55th National Scout Day and the 10th National Scout Jamboree held in Cibubur, East Jakarta on Sunday, August 14th. President Joko Widodo was present at the venue at around 8 p.m., accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo and a number of ministers, including Coordinating Minister of Culture and Human Development Puan Maharani and Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi. Bali still becomes the favorite destination object for foreign tourists who visit Indonesia, especially from India. It was stated by Indian Ambassador His Excellency Nengcha Lovum Mukhopadhyaya in an interview with Voice of Indonesia and Indian Embassy in Jakarta on Friday, August 12, 2016. According to him, the visit of Indian tourists to Indonesia has sharply increased. Indonesian foods export value to Malaysia, such as sugar, coffee, and cocoa, has increased in the last 5 years. Trade attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, Fajarani Puntodevi, told RRI on Saturday that the value of coffee export product in the last 5 years has an increase of up to 5%. Malaysia, through government team in Sarawak, will inaugurate 5 Community Learning Center CLC in Sarawak on Sunday, August 15-16, 2016. Indonesian Consul General in Kuching, Jahar Gultom, to RRI explained that through the inauguration, CLC will get the official license from Malaysian government. Central Bank Governor Agus Martowardoyo said that the maritime sector would be a new source of the country's economic growth in the coming several years when the economic contribution of commodities is reduced on global economic fluctuation. The last item, three Indonesian baristas who have the World Achievement Elephant Indonesian Coffee Festival, which was held at JW Marriott Hotel, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on August 12 to 13, 2016. One of the baristas, Adi Taru Prajaka, who is also the first key grader instructor in Southeast Asia, said that through this event, the visitors can find out the uniqueness of Indonesian coffee. That was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a segment which introduces Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destinations, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll take you to Pangandaran in West Java to see the beauty of Goa Lanang or Lanang Cave. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. Pangandaran is one of a favorite tourist spots in West Java, especially by those who love adventure. Pangandaran has natural landscape and can indeed make visitors amazed. One of them is Goa Lanang. According to the story, Goa Lanang was formerly a palace of Mananjung Kingdom with its king and queen named Prabu Anggalarang and Dewi Rengganis. King Anggalarang was very handsome and powerful, so he was dubbed the Lanang or the Man. The cave which was his residence is called Goa Lanang or Man Cave. Goa Lanang is located in rural district of Selasari, Parigi, Pangandaran Regency. From Pangandaran to Goa Lanang, it takes about 1.5 hours. On the way to Goa Lanang, you will be entertained by a charming natural and unique scenery. Whereas to enjoy the beauty of the cave, you can pay 200,000 rupiah to participate in a body rafting or water tubing excursions in Goa Lanang. Body rafting is the activity in the wild down the river flow which challenges your adrenaline. If you cannot swim, don't worry because the body rafting is equipped with buoys and a reliable guide. In Goa Lanang, you will be invited to explore along 360 meters cave. Before the rafting begins, you can leave your belongings such as spare clothes and others. And later on, these items can be retrieved at the end of the destination. If you bring a camera, wallet, and mobile phone, you can put them in a dry bag provided by the rafting services company. In preparation, you must wear a safety jacket, helmet, and flashlights. While listening to instructions, in the body rafting trip in Lanang Cave, you will see beautiful scenery with shades of green, the birds singing, and also a view of rice fields. You will be invited to enjoy body rafting in Goa Lanang in approximately 3 hours. When finished body rafting, usually you will be invited to a break in a hut to enjoy some food that has been provided while sitting on the floor. Body rafting in Lanang Cave can be followed by anybody ages 4 to 65 years. To go to Lanang Cave, you can use private vehicles, or if you go with a group, you can use a medium-sized bus. This is because the road is narrow and not very smooth. If not going with a group, you should use public transport from Pangandaran, which then was followed by Ojek. Gua Lanang not only offers natural beauty, but will also introduce you to the wonderful fauna, for example, bats hanging on the walls of the cave. Thus, many local people call the cave the Bat Kingdom. If you come during the planting season, you will be introduced to the farmers' activities, such as how to grow rice, plowing, even travelers can also play mud together. In Gua Lanang, you can also watch the stalactites and stalagmites, guaranteed to make you in awe. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Until tomorrow with another topic, this is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, a segment featuring aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture and traditions, and even lifestyle, 2016. Besides via shortwave, you can listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Pramuka or Scouting Movement formally introduced to all the people of Indonesia on 14 August 1961. Thus, 14 August becomes the commemoration of National Scouting Movement. Previously, Pramuka was called Scout. Best Presidential Decree number 288 in 1961. The Scouting Movement in Indonesia changed its name to the Movement of Praja Muda Karana or Scout. The Scouting Movement became one of the extracurricular activities in educational institutions in Indonesia. The existence of the Scouts around the world cannot be separated from the founder of Scouting Movement in the world, namely Lord Robert Baden-Powell from England. This movement later developed into the worldwide Scouting Movement. Lord do a camping trip on Brown Sea Island with the Boys Brigade and his neighbor child, which was starting on 1 August 1907. The event is regarded as the beginning of Scouting activities. The commemoration of National Scout Day this year is held in Cibubur, East Jakarta on 14 August 2016. At the same time, also last National Jamboree 10, the agenda of the 5th Annual Scout Movement in Cibubur on 14 until 21 August 2016, which became the series of the commemoration. This annual event has theme Cool, Happy, Fun. Ariaksa Daul, the chairman of the National Scout, said that National Jamboree 10 involving 25,000 Scouts from all over Indonesia. National Jamboree 10 2016 also attended by Boy Scouts and Scouts with special needs from 34 regional quarter or quarter throughout Indonesia. Various parties support successful implementation of the commemoration and the Scout National Jamboree 2016 in Cibubur. Admiral Ade Supandi, Chief of Staff of the Navy, said that the Navy full supports the National Jamboree 10 2016. According to Ade, the Navy set up the ships to transport participants who coming from outside Java. He remarked that the National Jamboree is important because the mental revolution that starts from the activities undertaken by the Scout movement. On 55th National Scout Day, Indonesia's Scout Movement got a greeting from Gil Clay Baden-Powell, grandson of the founder of Scouting Movement in the world, Lord Baden-Powell. The greeting was delivered by Gil Clay through video submissions of one of the Indonesian Scouts, Giska Ayu Pertiwi, who is attending the International Camp Staff Program Boy Scouts of America at Yaogu Camp, Rhode Island, in the United States of America. In the video, Gil Clay said, "Happy commemoration of 55th Indonesian Scout. I welcome the celebration of the Scouts. Hopefully, Indonesian Scout will continue to grow and develop. Thank you." Some of the top Indonesian artists in living the series of commemoration, Adil Saldot said that the artists will perform 3 times on Center Court Campgrounds when the opening of National Jamboree, the National Scout Day and Anniversary of 71's Independence Republic of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you next week.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Patrick Travers in England. He was listening to The Voice of Indonesia on the 23rd of July 2016 at 1700 hours GMT on 9525 kHz and noted a SINPO code rating of 34433. He listened to the station identification in several languages, followed by our transmission in Spanish. Hello, Mr. Patrick Travers. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are glad because you can receive our broadcast quite clearly. As your request, we'll send our QSL card immediately to your home. So please be patient to wait for it, okay? Well, Mr. Patrick Travers, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Thank you. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. And this song is also for our regular listeners, wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Bye.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan. He was monitoring our radio at 1600 hours to 1700 hours UTC via live streaming. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad said that in the beginning there was a little disturbance in connection, but after that everything was okay. And he said that when he was listening to the Voice of Indonesia when he was streaming, and he said in today's email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad said that he liked the interesting information about rivers in Samarinda, where Samarinda people can also use the water of the rivers. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you very much for always tuning on our radio. And we are really glad because you can receive our broadcast very excellent, in excellent way. Thank you for paying attention to our program, Exotic Indonesia, between RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and also Pro 2 RRI Samarinda. And we hope through the Exotic Indonesia program, you can know more about Indonesia. And for your information, we present the Exotic Indonesia program every Monday until Friday. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Tergambar peristiwa yang telah kita hadapi bersama beribu suka dan duka mewarnai cerita kita. Kilauan peluh dan air mata membakar api yang membara. Kita tundukkan dunia.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Arunava Ray in Kolkata. In his email, Arunava Ray asked to send him our QSL card and other details. Hello, Mr. Arunava Ray. Thank you for your email dated April 10, 2016. As your request, we'll send our QSL card to your home. But please send your feedback by sending your reception report on our broadcast. You can monitor our radio through frequency of 9525 kHz or audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Your input can improve our quality. Well, Mr. Arunava Ray, we are waiting for your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Now is the time to embrace the dream, sharing the love, the happiness. Together we'll strive to find glorious times. All dreams and wishes will come true. Climb so high up above the sky, rise and fly and reach the stars. By the power of unity, I believe our hearts will lead to victory. Together we will shine. Now is the moment we've come so long. Every gaze and smile that makes us strong. With all our hearts, I know we won't fall. Keep the spirits up and we'll stand tall. Climb so high up above the skies. Rise and fly and reach the stars. By the power of
listen, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Persahabatan tak pernah hilang di memori ini, tertawa bersama meski selalu diiringi oleh kesedihan penuh warna. Bila tak dewasa, terkadang kita ke semua angan mimpimu, cerianya hari bila tercipta mahakarya anak manusia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Takkan pernah sirna.
bayang tentang dirimu, mengharap kau kembali ke dalam pelukan. Hanya sisakan luka yang semakin dalam. Sampai kapan ku harus tangisi rindu yang tak terbalas? Masih ada kecinta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.